I'm Steve Junker. It's time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Kathy Scruzzi Driscoll, editor of the Cape Week section. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, as part of a living history display in honor of veterans, World War II vintage planes will fly into Hyannis this weekend.
Well, Hyannis has become pretty much an annual stop on the Wings of Freedom tour, and they've got four World War II planes on display Friday afternoon through Sunday at the east ramp of Barnstable Municipal Airport. These are rare planes that still fly. One is the only remaining example of its type in the world, and visitors can come and examine them inside and out. For a much higher fee, visitors can even take rides in them. The tour is sponsored by the Collings Foundation, which encourages veterans and their families to go by and share their experiences and stories with the public while they're visiting the planes.
A celebration of the Cape's many cultures has been happening for 17 years at Cape Cod Community College, but this year festival goers will find a lot of new things to do.
Well, this has been the multicultural festival there, and it's now called the Cape Cod Arts and Culture Expo. And while a lot of the favorite parts of the festival are still the same, there are some new arts opportunities too. Some of what is still there for the main event, which is happening from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, will include the Parade of Flags, multicultural performers, and an international marketplace and food court. What's new will include, from 7 to 9 p.m. Friday, a singer-songwriter spotlight and jam session. And that's going to include professional singers and poets, but also invite community members to come up and share their talents on the stage. Then on Saturday, some performers are going to be giving dance and music workshops, and there will be kids' areas with performers, but also local organizations for fun with pirates, live animals, and more. Even including the arts, though, the main idea of the festival is to celebrate the diversity of the community on Cape Cod and how much different cultures have to offer.
Another festival with a long history happens this weekend in Harwich, and coming back for the first time in years is one of the most popular parts of the celebration. Tell us about this.
The Harwich Cranberry Festival has been around since the country's bicentennial, but back in 2010, it downsized a little and added music, so that the name in recent years has been the Harwich Cranberry Arts and Music Festival. This is a free event, and there's going to be close to 140 artisans there Saturday and Sunday for a crafts festival. They're going to have various booths for local groups, and there will be food trucks and a beer garden. Also on Saturday from noon to 8 will be Cran Jam, with local bands playing a variety of types of music for people to sit and listen to or even dance to. Then at 8 p.m., there's going to be the return of the fireworks to end the day, and that's for the first time since Cran Jam was added. All of that's taking place in a new location this year behind the Harwich Community Center at 100 Oak Street.
And at the far end of the Cape, the upcoming festival is all about reading.
That's Friday and Saturday, and that's going to be the second annual Provincetown Book Festival. There's going to be 2 days of free panels at Provincetown Library, and that will feature a lot of local and nationally known authors. At 6 o'clock Friday night, author and filmmaker Sebastian Younger will receive the Rose Dorothea Literary Award, and that's given for excellence to a writer with a Provincetown connection. More local authors are going to be part of a book sale and author signing from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday on the library lawn. Then on Saturday night, Julia Glass, a National Book Award winner, and Pulitzer Prize winner Richard Russo, they're going to appear together in conversation at 6 p.m. And all of the events are free, but space is limited for the different talks, so they advise getting there early.
To find out more about all of these events and so much else that's happening this weekend around the Cape and the Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You'll find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Steve.